From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It was a successful, if a little tricky, takeoff this afternoon. A Boeing 747 Dreamlifter soared into the air from a runway that was about 3,000 feet too short.
Well, if that's a 6,100 foot, I think he was easily up before 5,000, Mike. That plane.
This was a big story in Wichita, Kansas today. They covered it live on KWCH, TV Channel 12. The Dreamlifter is a huge cargo jet that carries parts for Boeing planes. And somehow this one had landed at the wrong airport last night in Wichita.
It had been headed for McConnell Air Force Base.
Clear land, runway 19 left, wheels down, giant 4241 enemy.
That's the crew calmly communicating with air traffic control about the routine landing. Then, confusion.
Giant 4241 heavy, McConnell is 9 miles south.
Yes, sir. We just landed at the other airport.
We just landed at the other airport, 9 miles away. But which other airport were they talking about?
Do you have the coordinates for this, for the airport?
Do you have the coordinates for the airport? The crew in tower spent some time trying to figure that out.
And it appears that you are at Jabala Airport.
Say the name of it again.
They were at a small public airport named Jabara, just up the road from their intended destination. That was only half the trouble. The other half was they couldn't leave.
All right, we're trying to assess our situation as far as clearing the runway.
Clearing the runway, which wasn't built for such a big, heavy plane. Well, given all the instrumentation on a modern aircraft, the obvious question is...
How could they possibly get in a situation? I don't know.
Boeing declined an interview, so we asked a pilot. Patrick Smith is author of the book Cockpit Confidential.
There are all sorts of checklists and procedures that we're using and verifying and cross-checking. It's extraordinarily unusual for something like this to happen, but it's obviously not beyond the realm of possibility.
Not fair to judge without all the details, said Patrick Smith. And in a written statement, Boeing said they're working with Atlas Air, which operated the plane, to get that information. As for getting off the ground today...
6,000 feet, which was the runway length in this case, is very short for a 747. Under the right weight and weather conditions, it's not impossible to get the airplane off the ground.
And they did. They crunched the numbers overnight. And today, the Boeing cargo plane made the 19-minute flight with a fresh crew to the correct airport.
The plane, as you can see, has pushed through the ceiling here and is no longer in our sight, but everything does seem to have gone very well.